We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. All of Memphis's school buildings have been assessed from floor to ceiling for the first time in a decade. Laura Testino says the newly complete results will help shape future closures, consolidations, and investments across the city and county.
MSCS Superintendent Marie Fagans has said she wanted results from the study in hand before moving forward on a plan that would close and consolidate buildings across the school system, including administrative offices. And the district has received those results, Fagans told board members earlier this week. The evaluations are expected to detail conditions and replacement costs for improving Memphis Shelby County Schools' 200 buildings. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
Government funding, lowering taxes, and Blue Oval City are just a few of the hot topics on the mind of Representative David Kustoff heading toward Election Day next month. Kustoff visited the Arlington Chamber of Commerce monthly membership luncheon as guest speaker on Wednesday at Orion Hill Wedding and Event Venue. The former U.S. attorney is seeking his third term representing the state's 8th congressional district, which includes all or part of 20 counties. He faces a challenge from Democrats Sarah Freeman and James Hart, an independent. For Michael Waddell, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
I'm Elizabeth. And this is Rachel.
We're the two ladies.
And you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM,
Memphis.
This is William Luke White. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Hey, this is Steve Selvage, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Welcome to Riverside on WYXR Memphis. Great job, Tanya. Welcome to Neil Solville. Always a great way to start your Friday, your weekend. Thanks for tuning in to us. We stream our signal at WYXR.org. Here's David Gray. Stay tuned. We got Deb Swinney and special guests talking about Sunset Jazz this coming Sunday. Court Square, the last one of the season. Stay tuned. WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
There's no rhyme or reason to laugh. It's sweet love. White river, thunder and war. How many time or no?
Written here, this whole routine is getting old.
in someone else's windows. Cold fate sends a bottle spinning round. I steal a glance that stops you cold. Remind me why we're doing this. You know it's silly, but I keep forgetting. Darling, from where I'm sitting, hey, this whole routine is getting old. It's getting old. So for the fire that gets lit, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And for the flame that regrets it, there's you other than plus and minus, sailing by like ocean liners. Do you hear me, boy? Staring to the dim and distant, where it used to be so different. Do you feel me, boy? You can give a man everything he wants. Sit back and watch him disappear, boy. Now you know the way the time is stretching out then like a circle, turning round. Suddenly that circle is the sun. It's blushing red and sinking down. The following report may contain scenes that some might find upsetting. Look at me, read what's written here. This whole routine is getting old. And for the fire that gets lit, ooh. And for the flame that regrets it, yeah. It's getting low. It's getting low.
Do you hear me, boy?
It's getting low.
Princess, adore you.
Okay. WYXR Memphis, the show is Riverside. My name is Ron. I have the great fortune to be with you every Friday, noon to 1. Thanks for tuning in. And I have a number of special guests today, starting off with Deb Swinney and a gentleman who will be featured this coming Sunday in Court Square downtown. Is it the last show of the season? Mr. Brian Breeze Kahle. How you doing, sir? Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So, man. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, sir.
Told you've been a fan of your seeing your performance at the documentary they show, or the little live concert they filmed and show on WKNO.
Yes.
Regularly, late in the weekends. I've seen that many times. And before we started, you moved up here after Katrina.
That's correct.
Let's give us your story of how you wound up in Memphis and a little background. How are you doing, sir? Thanks for coming. Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Deb, I didn't mean to leave you out. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Everybody's looking great. You look great. Everybody's happy. You got a big smile. Yeah. It's beautiful outside, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
God, what a beautiful weekend. Perfect weather.
Oh, it's going to be great for Sunday, too.
Sunday's perfect. And King Biscuit, one of my favorites, King Biscuit Blues Festival, is happening right down in Helena right now, too. They got perfect weather, too.
Yeah.
So we got so much going on around Memphis, right? Music, we're like the hotbed. Right? And y'all are here to talk about the show Sunday at Court Square.
That's right.
And where we can stand there and see the river from Court, that beautiful park in Court Square. This gentleman's going to be headlining at the stage in the gazebo there.
Yeah.
That's right,
it.
Deb?
Yep, that's right.
Deb, give us your spiel.
5 to 7 Sunday, Sunset Jazz at Court Square. This is the last concert of the season. Uh-huh. It goes May through October, second Sundays, and this is the last one, and we're going out in the bang. Since we have this wonderful gentleman,
yes, ma'am.
Breeze, I call him.
Breeze.
And because he breezes through on those instruments.
Is that like, they call me the Breeze, they call you the Breeze?
So we're going to have that New Orleans flavor, because Breeze is from New Orleans.
Yes.
And we're bringing New Orleans
The Crescent City represents.
Yeah,
right.
So we're gonna have a great time, and then we're gonna open up, we have a pre-show by the Mighty Souls, brass band.
Oh, really?
But yeah, starts at 4:35.
I didn't know about that.
For the second line.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Mighty Souls brass band.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that'll be so good.
So we're just gonna have a great Mardi Gras time
down
at the park.
We're gonna have
brass
out the wazoo, Brian.
That's it. We're bringing the brass bands and New Orleans music from up the river.
And this is the second line. Explain what second line means. Those who may not.
So the first line is actually the family. The second line are all the people that are standing on the sides that join in.
This is a New Orleans tradition. They call the second line, where they wave their handkerchiefs and twirl their umbrellas.
It started with New Orleans funerals.
Uh-huh.
And it was the brass band playing.
Yeah.
The first line was the family. The second line is everybody that joins in afterwards.
Most people don't think of funerals as a time to celebrate, but that's not how it is down there, is it?
It's a celebration of life.
That's right.
Bringing the joy to about this, celebrating this person's existence.
I like that.
I love it.
Didn't he ramble?
It's a different flavor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Totally.
Uh-huh.
Totally.
Yeah. And he's been here since, how long you been here?
Going on 20 years.
How lucky are we that you moved up here?
I'm the lucky one.
Right.
I'm the lucky one. Katrina was 19 years ago.
Wow. Remember that voodoo festival they brought up here the first couple of years? Did you play in that when you were were you up here that soon?
I was actually on the road with Alan Toussaint and Elvis Costello doing that River in Reverse tour, trying to promote New Orleans to get aid and get New Orleans rebuilt.
That's stunning. I just took my breath away. Y'all, this is WYXR Memphis. I'm so fortunate to have these folks. Deb Swinney is the executive director of Sunset Jazz. We didn't even mention the name of the series.
Yeah.
We've done this so many times. Sunset Jazz Court Square is a free show. They do six times in the summer. Second Sunday of every month.
Yes.
This is the last one of the season. And it's 5 to 7 p.m. Court Square. What's the address?
This is 62 North Main.
So you Google that, you'll take you right there.
Beautiful park, Court Square Park.
It's right down on the Main Street Mall. They got trolleys and all that stuff going on. Well, not trolleys, but the buses and the horse-drawn carriages. And you can, if you get the right place, you can see the river from right there. As we said, it's hard to be more Memphis than that.
That's right.
But we'll bring a little New Orleans flavor to it this time.
That's okay.
We'll let you in. It's all related by the river, isn't
it? That's right.
The river's a connection.
That's right.
Back up to Chicago, too,
all the way up.
All the Chicago blues, Memphis blues, New Orleans blues.
That's
all connected by the river.
All connected by the river.
Absolutely.
The musicians used to ride up and down the river and stop and hit each town.
Wow.
Yeah. And Breeze is a legend in himself. I call him. He's played with a bunch of great folks, and he just stands alone as an awesome musician.
Yes, sir.
As the lead band leader.
So happy you're here.
Yeah. And you play with some wonderful folks, Dr. John.
Dr. John. I played with all the Alan older Waltons.
Irma Thomas.
Yeah. And you just said you were on tour with Alan Toussaint and Elvis Costello.
Right, when they did the record, The River in Reverse. Unbelievable. They were trying to promote New Orleans.
Well, Memphis is huge fans of both those folks. Elvis Costello cut a live performance here at Club and made a DVD out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And a tour down into the Delta. I mean, he really likes Memphis.
He likes Memphis.
He does. Yeah. He knows Memphis music is about as good as anybody here, too. I remember the Ted Pearson, who owns Great American Dream Safari, that tour company, the big 57 Cadillac that takes people down the Delta. It's outfitted with music. And he goes down there, and they were talking to Elvis in the backseat on that DVD. And Elvis knew the music and the musicians as well as anybody I've ever heard.
Right.
He knows as far as the blues and everything. Now, we're talking about the Delta. He knows it all.
He knows all.
He knows
music,
it. We were talking with somebody last week. They know us better than Paul McKinney at Stax. They have the Paretta Blues Stax Festival in a little town in Italy every year. And they bring in Memphis Stax people. And he's played over. He just got through coming back.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. It's fantastic. And we're talking to Brian Breeze, K.O.L. And it's playing Sunday at Court Square. What we often assume people know what instrument you play.
Clarinet and saxophone.
There you
I'll
go.
Be playing.
And you bring in the New Orleans sound.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And if you can Google and probably find that WKNO special, again, mention them. It's a great resource. The one that loved NPR and PBS. And that's how I'm familiar with their music. I've seen that on WKNO, Channel 10 here in Memphis, many times. It's a lot of fun
show.
To see it. I go, yeah. We have Marcella Simmons. We have some other New Orleans flavored acts here, but we don't have a lot of genuine peak transplants like you. And Marcella's one, of course, and her daddy, Terrence.
Right.
You said you know both of them.
Yeah, sure do.
We were talking about Rosie Ledette and all these other folks down there.
Yeah.
Cajun Country and Lafayette and all those beautiful places.
That's it.
Thank you so much for coming.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Tell us about your
little bit of your musical history. How'd you wind up a musician here, Brian?
How did I wind up?
How do I have a few days to tell?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
no.
Overnight sensation, right?
Like
it never happens. Well,
the funny story is how I ended up in Memphis. Is I was a musician on the American Queen riverboat, and we sailed out right before Katrina was hitting.
No kidding.
So I tell people I arrived in Memphis on one of the oldest forms of transportation. I arrived on a riverboat.
You and Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens wrote about that. Thank you so much for coming. And Deb, tell us a little about your series so folks will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, Sunset Jazz at Court Square. This is the sixth concert, the last one, the finale. This is the fifth year, by the way. Mm-hmm. We've had some great musicians.
Sure
We've had Ted Ludwig, Stephen Lee, Soul Ingredient, Patrice Williamson, Ekpeye, and the African Jazz Ensemble. So we're going out with a bang with this great, great musician. And I want to tell you all about the folks that present this wonderful event. The City of Memphis, Downtown Memphis, and Just Jazzing. And another great thing is we're giving away some tickets to the Emmett Cohen concert that's on at GPAC on 11/16. So come win a set of tickets.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. We have food trucks. And most of all, it's what? Free.
And did we mention the magic word? The magic.
Actually, you come in and get the ticket. You just grab the tickets. You just come and get your ticket to win. There's other door prizes also.
Okay.
And we have food trucks. There's some seating available, and it's just going to be a great time. A bar also, if you want something to drink, and just come out. The weather's going to
be beautiful.
Oh man, it's going to be great. So we're going to bring a little. You got some Mardi Gras attire you want to wear,
your
colors.
Bring your umbrellas and your sashes and your...
Yeah,
bring
your
beads with you.
We're going to throw some beads, but we're not expecting anything special in return.
Y'all know that to all of us.
It's not Bourbon Street.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
Brian is on his way to go play somewhere now. Where you playing tonight, Brian?
Tonight I'll be playing at the Link Center in Tupelo. I'm going to be doing a concert there. Hanging out with Memphis musician Alvy Givens.
Awesome.
We're going to do a duo there at the Art Center.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Since we don't have much time, I've got another guest coming up soon, and I just want to mention, how did you get started? Did somebody put an instrument in your hand? What were you listening to? How did you wind up a musician?
I used to sit in my dad's lap and listen to jazz, and then one day a guy came to school, grammar school, and played all those instruments, and I came home and said, Ma, I want to play saxophone.
Sure.
He goes, yeah, right. Well, there's a clarinet in the closet. Your brother tried this. It didn't work out. So go get that out the closet.
Right.
And so I ended up playing clarinet.
Wow.
Thanks to your brother, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You have a famous uncle.
My uncle is Sidney Bechet.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow. So
I have one uncle, Sidney Bechet. My other uncle was in the Olympia Brass Band, the Dejean's Olympia Brass Band. So Harold Dejean, he was the sax player for them. When you see the band in Live and Let Die in the beginning of the James Bond, that's the band.
Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I got a few relatives from the past that played music, but I just went through school. I did the whole thing.
I want to go back to your daddy. Yeah. When you said you sat in his lap, who was he listening to? Do you remember some?
Horace Silver. Yeah, a lot of Horace Silver,
saxophone.
Stanley Turrentine,
trombone.
A lot of sax. He liked saxophone. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, so I used to I ended up listening to a lot of Crusaders with him.
Oh, the Crusaders. We talked about the Crusaders before.
Wilton Felder.
Joe Sample. Oh my gosh. Right?
Joe Sample was on the riverboat. He came.
No kidding.
I was on the boat. He's the band.
He's a legendary keyboard player with the Crusaders. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't anybody better than him.
No. And he wanted to. I'm thinking he wants to play one of his songs. He comes in. I said, "What do you want to play?" He wants to play Night Train.
I'll go back to when I started. This is sort of not really my, I guess you could say, my theme song. I play this occasionally, but this is the song we were referring to, and this is the Crusaders.
That's the Crusaders.
This goes back 50. This goes back 50 years.
Yeah.
And it's Joe Sample on keys, Wilton Felder, and this all stars.
This was in the early 70s.
Right.
That stuff.
This all stars. Yeah. You know, as far as jazz and R&B world. Right.
That's right.
They sort of fused those two.
They fused those.
They
two,
were funky.
Right. Yeah. They were funky.
Yo, boy, they were funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great.
Who are
great
some? Music. Speaking of funky, who are some of your favorite? Talking about New Orleans flavor with Brian Breeze Kale, who's starring Sunday Sense of Jazz Court Square. Deb Swinney's here, and the executive director. Brian? Who is some of your other influences as far as your musicians that you follow now? Who do you like now?
Who do I like now? Mm-hmm. Gosh. I'm still listening to the old stuff, and I had the greatest influence of all. I was in Alan Toussaint's band
for
26 years. I was his sax player, so I toured the world with him and learned all of the New Orleans music and played with Irma Thomas and Dr. John.
I've seen Irma many times down at King Biscuit. We're talking about King Biscuit. That's what's happening this weekend in Helena. I've seen Irma down there many times.
I just came back.
Marsha Ball. She's wonderful. They're both wonderful.
They're both wonderful. I was just standing next to Irma Thomas weekend. I played New Orleans. Oh. I went and played a tribute to Alan Toussaint's music, and Irma was one of the people that came up.
They're legends. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I've seen Irma and her both many times.
Yeah.
One fantastic. Well, again, thanks so much, Deb, for coming by. Go ahead.
Yeah, we want folks to check out sunsetjazzmemphis.com or Sunset Jazz at Court Square Facebook page. If you check out the Facebook page, you'll see some information about 30% off on parking just for Sunset Jazz on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And if you go in, you can check it out. There's three parking garages you can park in. It's a shopping garage. Shopper's Garage is called. And hold on, my phone is kind of whack. And anyway, just go on the Facebook page and you'll find out. It's 30% off. And you can park. And so come out. Don't forget, there's a pre-show at 4:35 with the Mighty Souls Brass Band with
Memphis
the wonderful
music.
Breeze Kyle headlining. And so we're so glad to have
second
him.
Second line, I hear some dancing coming on.
Yes.
There'll be some dancing.
Yes.
Second line, that's what dancing is. I mean, that's what second line is. People get up and dance.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So y'all, is it food trucks? It's in the shade?
Food trucks in the shade.
Perfect weather.
Yes, that's perfect weather. And that's going to be great.
It's free.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much.
And thank everyone who's come to Sunset Jazz at Court Square. Most of all, I want to thank WYXR, radio partners,
thank
for supporting me and always keeping me in mind.
Happy to be
and
part
appreciate
of
you all so much. You know, I love you guys.
Love you back. Right,
I'm
back.
Looking forward to the next year.
I'm happy to be part of it. Thank you for letting us be part of it.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate you very much.
I look forward to having you here. It makes my show better, and I'm sure the people out there listening appreciate the energy that y'all brought today. And it's going to be fun. Sunday will be fun and free and beautiful weather.
Yeah. Yes.
Best of Memphis Sunday, y'all.
Yes.
Court Square.
Thank you
so much, Deb.
Thank you so much.
All
appreciate
right.
you.
And I've got to just switch gears real quick. I got thank you all again.
Okay.
J.D. Rieger is going to be here in just a few minutes talking about his special podcast event tonight at Memphis Listening Lab. 6 o'clock, right, J.D.? That's right. He's got a talk show format for his podcast, and I think that's so cool. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So stay tuned, WYXR 91.7 FM. My name is Ron. This is Riverside. And we mentioned King Biscuit Blues Festival, and Reba Russell, many other Memphis musicians, acts are going to be down there. Reba plays today at 5 o'clock main stage, Helena, Arkansas, about an hour down Highway 61. Take a right to Highway 49, cross the bridge, You can actually almost, you can see the festival site from the bridge. You can't really see the music, the acts, but you can see the levee. It's right there, and people are camping, and I've got friends who are right now waiting on me. I can't wait to get down there. Runs Thursday through Saturday every year, Helena, Arkansas, one of the premier blues festivals in the United States. Here comes Memphis own Reba Russell and a song she wrote about Helena. Heaven Came to Helena, Reba Russell Band, 5 o'clock main stage down there today. Stay tuned, WYXR, Memphis. J.D. Rieger coming up.
Heaven came.
There goes Memphis on Reba Russell Band. Of course, her husband Wayne on bass. And they'll be on the main stage down in Helena today. And they were talking about Helena there. It is so much fun. Blues heaven down there for blues fans. People come from all over the world every year for Helena. And here comes Carolyn Wonderland. She's on the main stage tonight also. Hers are brand new in Fragile Peace and Certain War. Carolyn Wonderland. WYXR Memphis. Stay tuned. A little King Biscuit tribute. We'll talk to J.D. Rieger in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
A fragile peace and certain war. And I hate the weight of my gun to have to wear it, don't seem fair. I'd rather melt it down into a shiny new plowshare. But the soil ain't fit for tilling and the water ain't fit to drain. Well, I'm trying to be a good soldier, but I've been pushed past the frame. Fragile peace and certain war.
Here comes Bobby Rush. Unfortunately, we're going to have to talk over him to get J.D. Rieger in here. Let J.D. get his headphones on, and we're going to talk about his special program tonight at the Memphis Listening Lab. And let you tell us about it, J.D. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Ron. Thanks for having me on the show. Always a pleasure to be on WYXR.
Been looking forward to having you for a long time. You have so many interests and things that you do, and we're going to try to cover all of them. But the primary thing today is your event tonight at the Listening Lab, 6 to 8 p.m.
Yep, that's correct. Speaking of free events, I know you just plugged one that's coming on Sunday, but this one is tonight at the Listening Lab. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show will be starting at 6:30 sharp. Okay. It is a live podcast taping. It'll be sort of a variety show, talk show format. Uh-huh. I've got comedians. I've got music. It's going to be a lot of fun.
How cool. And so you've been podcasting for quite a while.
Yep, since the pandemic.
Okay.
A lot of people started podcasting at that time, right, I think.
A few years. And you've got many interests, including you've done many wrestling podcasts. You cover wrestling pretty well.
Yeah, I did. I've written a couple articles about wrestling. I wrote a big one for the Daily Memphian a couple of years ago. Okay. I've done some content for Memphis Wrestling. Right. And I'm currently the ring photographer for Memphis Wrestling, which is a local promotion.
Right. Right. And you're also a musician. You have your own band and recordings as well. Just touch on that too, JD. I have so many things you do.
Well, I'm 45. I've been playing music since I was 14. I've been in more bands than I'll even try to list. But I've got three solo records too, which you can find, on Spotify and Bandcamp and all the places that you find music. And also you can buy them in stores at Shangri-La and Goner here in town.
Sure. Thanks so much for coming by. Again, just for our listeners, the reason we're here is to promote your podcast taping tonight at the Memphis Listening Lab, which is, we all often assume people know where we're talking. We are broadcasting from Crosstown Concourse, the renovated Sears Distribution Center in Midtown, Crosstown Memphis, at the intersection.
It's still Midtown, isn't it?
Still Midtown. It's very close to the intersection of Poplar and Cleveland. We're right off of Cleveland, and the street we're on is Concourse Avenue. It's 1350 Concourse Avenue. You plug that into your Google, and bring you right here. And upstairs, this facility is 1.5 million square feet. It's the size of a city block. There's a high school in here. There's restaurants. There's a theater. There's a YMCA. And there's also a listening lab upstairs, which is very unique to Memphis. It's got tens of thousands of recordings. And we often have special events up there for the radio station. And JD's using it as a forum for his podcast taping tonight. How cool, JD. What a great idea.
Yep, thank you. Thank you.
It's the space.
It's not our first time up there. Uh-huh. And I should probably mention the name of the podcast is Back to the Light.
Okay.
It can be found at backtothelight.net and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Thank you.
And the show, the Not Too Late Night Talk Show, is kind of a special version of the podcast that we do in front of a live crowd. Uh-huh. And it's a fact, normally a podcast is like an hour-long conversation, very kind of slow-paced and thoughtful. This one is going to be a little more fast-paced and lively, like a talk show, the Tonight Show.
Uh-huh. And it literally, you'll have like a stage set up where the guests with
I'm going to have a desk. I mean, there's there's not really a stage.
Well, yeah, I mean,
in the listening lab.
As far as the format, you'll have a desk and a chair.
I'm going to have desk and chairs, and I'm going to have the musician is going to perform, and then he's going to come over and talk to me, like a talk show. And we're going to have a special attraction as well. I don't know if anyone's a fan of the You Look Like live show and podcast, but local comedians Katrina Coleman and Allison MacArthur will be competing against each other in a special You Look Like challenge.
Okay.
Tonight.
What is it next? For me, I'm a novice. I have no idea what that means.
Well, You Look Like is a pretty well-known show, I think, in the comedy circles around town, but it's basically based on the premise of that joke, You Look Like blank.
Okay.
And two comedians compete against each other. Katrina doesn't like to say that it's an insult comedy show, but I think that explains it.
Okay,
well.
Yeah, sort of a Don Rickles style.
Yeah, a little bit. There's certainly a nod to that for sure.
Right, I see. And that kind of deprecating humor, sort of fun humor. Yeah.
And I've been producing You Look Like for the last few months for the Back to the Light podcast network, and it's a really cool show.
I didn't know that was a thing. It's just kind of a roast.
I produce a lot of podcasts actually, not just my own, but you can find them all at backtothelight.net.
Very good. Well, JD, you get so much going on, man. Where do you find all that energy? How do you keep up with everything?
Oh. I mean, I do stuff that because it's fun and because I want to at this point.
So just a passion for it. You just love doing it.
I love to do it. Uh-huh. It's not because I'm getting rich off it or anything like that. It's just, I like partnering with other creatives, whether it's in a musical setting, whether it's in a podcast setting, whether I'm talking or playing or taking pictures. I just, I like mixing it up. I like making friends. And hopefully we'll make some tonight at the Listening Lab.
Well, we appreciate all you contribute because you're with so many activities, you're contributing a lot to what's going on around here with your podcast. And you're a musician and you have your own band. What's happened with you guys?
The band hasn't played in a short while. I've been more focused on the podcast and the network because I do my own show and I also personally oversee three podcasts. And I think we have like five or six total on the network.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot going on there. So I've been a little, I've had music on the back burner for a little bit, but I'm thinking about the weather's nice. Our practice space is not air conditioned. So now that the weather's nice, I'm thinking we might get the fellas back together and you know, get a show on the books.
Well, thanks so much for coming by, JD. I'm just thrilled you're here. I've been wanting to have you on for a while, and it worked out that you had this event, and we could work it out. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I appreciate our listeners appreciate knowing what's going on. Crosstown Concourse is just a fascinating little high energy facility, y'all, and the event is free, right, tonight?
Yeah, totally free. Mm-hmm. It's all ages. Doors open at 6, and the show will absolutely be started at 6:30.
Right. Again, J.D. Rieger and his live podcast taping tonight. And the name of the event is?
It's the Back to the Light Not Too Late Night Talk Show.
And do you have a Facebook page or a website where they can go look at it?
Absolutely. There's I have a Facebook page. I have a Back to the Light page. There's an event page for the show tonight if you want to see it. There's all the info is, you know, you probably just Google it and it'll pop right up.
Sure. Well, thanks again so much, J.D. Rieger, for coming by. And please come back.
I would love to, and I hope to see you and everybody at the Listening Lab tonight.
Yeah, so thanks so much for all you contribute. Your own music and the podcasting is a great way of documenting what's going on around town, the wrestling part. That's so fascinating. We just lost Ron Hall, right? I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Ron Hall wrote the book of Memphis Wrestling, Memphis Heat, and they made it into a movie.
It's a fantastic book and movie.
It is, and I miss Ron, and I haven't mentioned his passing before, but we miss him. He was a huge part of Memphis music history. His book on the garage bands, his book on basically the documentation of all the Memphis rock concerts.
Oh, yeah. We at Shangri-La, we sell all that stuff.
Good. Again, Ron Hall is a name you should know if you're interested in Memphis music. He documented a lot of it, and we're talking about the Memphis wrestling book and film because of his work. I met Ron Hall, I hate to hesitate to say, a long time ago at Popper Tunes Record Shop. He was a record promotions guy, and I was working at the record store.
That's cool.
Ron is just, again, a good big part of Memphis music legacy, and we will miss him, and he's all the time online saying how much they miss what Ron Hall did. And you're part of that scene, right? Did you like the Memphis Heat movie? Wasn't it fun?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic. I just watched it again within the last year, and it's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I caught up with wrestling late. I didn't know what it was about, and now I do, and I went to see the second premiere they had at the theater, and Ron was there, and some of the actors, the mayor was there, and it was so much fun. Memphis wrestling is just fun.
Well, if you want to come to a Memphis wrestling TV taping, holler.
Yeah, there you go. Bring that up. And check out JD's website and Facebook, and I'm sure you can keep up with all that. Thanks, JD.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Tonight at the Listening Lab.
Yeah, successful.
Free show, 6 o'clock.
Successful night, and I want to hear some of your music, too, when you come back, okay?
Bring
some of your own recordings.
I've got a record in the bag. I'll leave it with
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. I should have had that in the background. I'm going to resume. I've only got a few minutes. My name is Ron. The show is Riverside, WYXR Memphis, 91.7 FM. Streaming at WYXR.org. Please check out our website, and we would love a donation. Keep community radio healthy. In fact, we have our pledge drive starts tomorrow and goes for a week. And it would be a time for you to show your appreciation for this radio station, especially if you listen to somebody regularly. So much good music, fun stuff. Devin's audio box is up in just 10 minutes. Lori's great show, Switching to Glide, Amanda's great show. Finders Keepers, the list goes on every day, 24/7, Memphis music themed. Thanks for tuning in to WYXR. I'm going to go back to a little quick tribute to what's happening down Highway 61 from us. And I started to play this in the background when I go back to Bobby Rush doing a Memphis music soul classic. Here along, brand new from Bobby with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And Bobby is the headliner at Helena, the King Disco Blues Festival, tomorrow night. About an hour down Highway 61. Take a ride on 49 and you're there. WYXR Memphis.
Nah. got to make 100.
Thank you.
You ready?
Ready?
Here comes Dwayne Burnside, and he played at Helena last night. Main stage, WYXR Memphis, doing a little King Biscuit tip of the hat right down the Highway 61 in Helena. King Biscuit's in full force. Got friends down there waiting on me. Can't wait to get down there. It's perfect weather. So if you're a blues fan, it's a blues mecca. People come literally from all over the world to Helena for the blues this time of year. Columbus Day weekend in Helena, Arkansas, going on right now. Stay tuned for Devin Audio Box at 1 in just about 4 minutes. And Lori, switch it to Glide. She usually has often guests, and Robbie and everybody pops in. And Amanda's great show. Love her variety. She's got so much good stuff. This is the place to be on the radio in Memphis, 91.7 FM. My name is Ron. So much fun. See you all next week. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned. WYXR Memphis.
The reason I'm going, baby, down. Going to Millville to see that Woolly Fair. The reason I'm going, 'cause my baby's there. Need no heat or fireplace by my bed. The woman I got, cherry red. Need no heat or fireplace by my bed. Woman I got, keep me cherry red. Woman I got, keep me cherry red. By my bed, the woman I got, cherry red. Need no heater, fireplace by my bed. Woman I got, keep me cherry red. Slim don't thrill me like he used to do. Boogie chillin'.